From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Republican Party is celebrating a victory in Hawaii after winning a congressional seat last night in that traditionally Democratic state. It also happens to be the same district where President Obama grew up. Heidi Chang reports from Honolulu.
The win is significant because this marks the first time in 20 years a Republican will be representing Hawaii in Congress. Honolulu City Councilman Charles DeJoux won the special election to replace former U.S. Representative Neil Abercrombie. Abercrombie recently vacated his seat to run for governor of Hawaii. DeJoux won by more than 39% of the vote. He was trailed by his two closest contenders, State Senate President Colleen Hanabusa and Ed Case, a former U.S. representative. Both of them are Democrats who split their party's vote. DeJoux called his win a milestone. He's the son of immigrants from China and Thailand. Democrats say they're gearing up to take back the seat in November. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that U.S. companies deserve fair access to Chinese government contracts. She spoke in Shanghai before moving on to high-level talks in Beijing, saying she'll push the Chinese for a more balanced economic relationship with the U.S.
For trade to work in any economy and for it to produce the benefits we know that it can, there must be a level playing field where domestic and international companies can compete freely and openly.
Clinton will co-chair the discussions with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. The talks are also to include discussions on North Korea. The U.S. is calling for United Nations sanctions because of the sinking of a South Korean warship. A landslide derailed a passenger train in eastern China today. The Xinhua News Agency reports at least 8 people were killed, and it expects the death toll to rise. The landslide was triggered by heavy rains in the region that also destroyed farms and flooded villages. The president of Mexico has sent a message of support to a political ally who's been kidnapped. James Bleers in Mexico City reports.
The family of former National Action Party presidential candidate Diego Fernández de Ceballos has already asked the Mexican police and government not to get involved and to leave it up to them to negotiate his release. President Felipe Calderón's respecting this request, but in a speech he sent a message of support from himself to his longtime friend Diego, adding it's also sent on behalf of millions of Mexicans asking after the 69-year-old politician who's led his party in both houses of the Mexican parliament. President Calderón also used the occasion to emphasize that his administration won't rest in the war against the drug cartels until the country's again at peace. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. For the past 2 weeks, 16 of the world's best hockey teams have been battling for supremacy. Now there are just 2 teams left in the World Championship ice hockey tournament. Bruce Konweiser reports from Prague.
The Czech Republic will try to win their first title since 2005, but to do so they will have to beat the Russians, a perennial power and 2-time defending champions. Both teams advanced to Sunday's championship game with dramatic wins in the semifinal round. The Czechs were 8 seconds away from going home when they tied the Swedish team 2-2 and then won in an overtime shootout. The Russians had to overcome an enthusiastic German team playing on their home ice as the host of the tournament. After 58 minutes, the 2 teams had skated to a 1-1 tie. But with less than 2 minutes remaining, the Russians scored the game-winning goal. Sweden and Germany will now battle for a bronze medal. The American team is usually a tournament powerhouse, but this year they crashed out early, finishing a dismal 13th. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Prague.
British soccer star David Beckham was in Afghanistan yesterday to meet troops of the Joint Helicopter Force at Camp Bastion. He told the British Forces Broadcasting Service he finally made the trip because he can't play right now.
You know, I've been wanting to come for years, but obviously with my playing schedule, it's I've never had the time. But obviously being injured now, it's given me the chance to do things that I've always wanted to do and never been able to.
Beckham is also trying to drum up support for England and its bid to host soccer's World Cup in 2018. South Africa is hosting the World Cup this year to begin June 11th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.